Today is Padre Pio's birthday, a very special day for us on this channel. And instead of simply remembering the date, I thought we could do something better. Look at a few stories that show just how mysteriously God worked through him. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. And before we dive in, I want to let you know that we have a wonderful website full of spiritual resources, novenas, and articles to help you grow in faith. You can find a link in the description below. Now let's dive into today's story. Today is Padre Pio's birthday. He was born on May 25th, 1887, in the small town of Pietrelcina in southern Italy. So I thought the best way to honor him on this special day would be to share a handful of stories that really show what a miraculous and holy life he led. These accounts come from the book Padre Pio, Heavenly Facts and Words of Wisdom by Giuseppe Cacioppoli. Let's dive in. This first anecdote is actually about wishing Padre Pio a happy birthday. One year, Lucia Penelli, Padre Pio's niece, wanted to wish her uncle a happy birthday, but could not do so personally because she was far away. So she did it in her thoughts. Some days later, after she had made her confession to Padre Pio, she said, "Happy birthday, uncle. Sorry I couldn't say it on the 25th. Padre Pio replied, "But you did." Now, many people were bewildered by Padre Pio's ability to bilocate, to be in two places at once. But the interesting thing is that he himself seemed just as puzzled by it. This is what he shared under oath with his first official investigator, Bishop Rossi, in 1921. "It did happen to me to be in the presence of this or that person in this or that place. I do not know if my mind was transported there, or what I saw was some sort of representation of the place or person. I do not know if I was there with my body or without it." He then offered an example. "One night, I found myself at the bedside of a sick woman, Maria Messa, in San Giovanni Rotondo. I was in the convent. I think I was praying. I didn't know her personally. She had been recommended to me. It must have been over a year ago." As you can see, even Padre Pio himself struggled to explain what was happening. Speaking of bilocations, they were often linked to sudden and miraculous healings. In August of 1962, a man from Padua named Mr. Magnani was repairing a car in his garage. He was lying in a cavity beneath it when the car suddenly caught fire, causing severe burns. In the hospital, doctors gave him very little hope of survival. 60% of his skin had been burned, including his face. He was running a high fever, and both kidney failure and heart failure had set in. His sister sent a telegram to Padre Pio. The next day, Mr. Magnani awoke as if from a deep sleep and told his sister that he had seen a friar beside his bed who blessed him. Within a short time, he was completely healed. One more about bilocation. On June 25, 1950, Padre Pio was reportedly seen attending to the death of a fellow friar in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Now, if you know anything about Padre Pio's life, you know he practically never left the convent, let alone traveled to the United States. When asked about it, he simply said, "If Christ multiplied the loaves and fishes, why cannot he multiply me?" And here's one I had never heard before. It really shows that Padre Pio seemed to care even about the small details of people's lives. A young woman named Margarita was sharing a small flat with two other friends. She got up every morning to go to Padre Pio's Mass, and each morning she was woken up by an alarm clock in the hallway. One day she told Padre Pio, "I saved some money and would like to buy my own alarm clock. What do you think?" Padre Pio replied, "Well, it's about time." She bought the alarm clock and brought it home. She told her friends, "Listen, don't worry anymore about setting the alarm for me in the morning." "What are you talking about?" one of them asked. "There has never been an alarm clock in the house." This next story speaks about Padre Pio's protection, not of a person, but of someone's property. A man living alone in his apartment in Rome had planned to visit Padre Pio. But recently, there had been several burglaries in his neighborhood, and there were no alarm systems at the time. So he prayed to Padre Pio, "I will come, but you watch my house." He traveled to San Giovanni Rotondo, confessed to Padre Pio, and even decided to stay a little longer. The following day, Padre Pio passed him in the hallway and said, "You're still here? I'm working to protect your door." One of the friars overhearing this asked Padre Pio, "You know this man's house?" Padre Pio replied, "How could I? I have not left a convent for so many years." Now, one of the things that was absolutely essential to Padre Pio's spirituality was his love for the Virgin Mary. He constantly prayed the rosary and even said that he had seen Our Lady since childhood. But it seems that sometimes he forgot that others were not given the same grace. A fellow friar was in Padre Pio's room when Padre Pio suddenly asked, "Don't you see the Madonna?" When the friar answered that he did not, Padre Pio wouldn't believe him. He said, "You deny it out of holy humility." On another occasion, one evening, Dr. Kisvardai, one of the main doctors of the hospital Padre Pio founded, was speaking with him in his cell when suddenly the lights went out. The doctor got up to light a candle. "What are you doing?" Padre Pio asked. "There is so much light. Don't you see the Madonna lighting up the room?" The doctor later commented, "I didn't see the Madonna. I saw only pitch darkness." That same doctor once complained to Padre Pio that too much money was being spent on the hospital's outward beauty. Padre Pio responded, "No, that's not true. If it were possible, I would make the hospital out of pure gold. Nothing is too good or too beautiful for the sick and suffering, because in reality, the sick person is Jesus." And when a priest once remarked that the hospital looked too luxurious, Padre Pio replied, "Too luxurious? Not at all. A hospital is a tabernacle. Christ is in the sick." And finally, Padre Pio was many things: a miracle worker, a confessor, a spiritual father, and even the manager of a great hospital. But if he were to summarize all his actions into one single goal, it would be this: his mission was saving souls, bringing heaven down to earth and lifting souls up to God. A spiritual daughter of Padre Pio, Maria Pompilio, wrote in her memoirs that when her brother died, she asked Padre Pio to intercede so that her brother would visit her in her dreams. Soon after, her brother appeared and said, "Padre Pio assisted me in my agony. He stayed until the judge judged me. I was given 11 years of purgatory, but through the intercession of Padre Pio, the pain was reduced to 1 year." He then added, "Many mysteries in the life of Padre Pio will be known only in the other world." The next morning, Maria went to see Padre Pio. From afar, he called out, "Are you glad now?" She said, "Yes, it seems that you are everywhere." Padre Pio replied, What use it is for me to be on this earth if I can't go up and down? I know, your brother told you, the mystery of my life will be known only in paradise." So today, on his birthday, we thank God for giving us Padre Pio, for a life so steeped in grace that even now, so many years later, we are still discovering the depths of it. Happy birthday, Padre Pio, and may you continue to go up and down, bringing souls to God. Padre Pio, pray for us. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. We also have a beautiful website full of spiritual resources, novenas, and articles to help you grow in faith, so feel free to check it out. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.